I'll tell you a little secret. Let's say you are married to Brian. And you understand what I'm saying, but he doesn't. See?
That would be scary.
I know, but let's be scary. So you have the common sense, the man's common sense. The reason women have common sense like men, but have the common sense to know that they need a man to stop them. The children have the common sense to know that they can't control themselves. The forces are controlling them. They cry for what they want. They get mean and mean-spirited. And if the parents fail to deal with it, shut up, get away, get out of them, make them feel like there's something wrong for them for needing correction. Or if they let them have their way, that dark side in the child grows, it's more difficult. And so they have, but the children, when they start to nag and cry for what they want, that's ego. And so they have the common sense to know they've got to be stopped, but they don't fully understand it until the mother sits quietly or the father sits quietly and waits for them to get over it. So not to fight them, just to observe them. And so that ranting and raving and name-calling goes nowhere. And when after 5 or 6 hours of that in little children, it goes on for several hours, all of a sudden all the energy is burned out and they say, Mom, Dad, I'm sorry. I don't know what got into me. They'll say those words. I don't know what came over me, Mom. I'm sorry. And really met, and they're really sorry. Beautiful. All you have to do is nothing. All you have to do is watch. So you will know what it's like to be a man with a womanly husband, right? So how do you fix him? Well, you still point things out to him. Don't stop. And he will excuse it and try to spin you one way or the other. It's like World War III again. I said it was white, a white cow, see? That sort of thing. And if you can learn to deal with that and not be angry with him, and understand he's been strongly influenced by his mother and you made a mistake to marry him, all right? But the point is, you see a good person in there somewhere, you've got to wait for him. If you don't try to correct him, women can't correct men. You can't correct people, you stand as a correction. So you do point these things out. And sometimes you have to take the abuse quietly and not being angry. There's a certain mystique about this, that you can't get hurt. If you are that kind of woman, it's very hard for a man to come at you and you're looking at him quietly and calm.
No, it makes perfect sense because I was wondering about that. I was wondering if women are supposed to be correcting men. But as long as our role is just to stand as an example, that's much easier for me.
And also a word or two in a proper time.